Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. You are listening to episode 8 of the Identity Theft Warriors. I'm Kerry Lutz, and with us is Mario Castanz. He is owner of Happy Tax, and you can find them at happytax.com. We're talking about a massive breach that just occurred at none other than the Internal Revenue Service. 100,000 plus taxpayers had their information hacked, and it's shocking. Mario, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Kerry. I appreciate you having me again.
Yeah, so this is really serious stuff we're talking about here. This isn't just getting your credit card taken from Target or Home Depot, is it?
No, not at all. What's happened here is the identity thieves have actually went and downloaded copies of IRS transcripts of tax returns for people that they had previously already stolen the identity of. So they already had some information on these people: name, address, social, things along those lines, as well as some other personal identifiable information. They then use that to kind of social engineeringly get into the IRS Get Transcript application and bypass all security measures and download copies of prior year tax return transcripts. And the reason for that, to some extent, they for a limited basis, they use that to do identity theft this year. But it was actually a proactive attack. And the reason for that is that in certain cases, when the IRS thinks that there may be identity theft, they will ask to verify prior year tax returns. So they were doing this for next year, for the most part. I mean, thankfully, the IRS identified this. It should have been identified a lot sooner than it was, being that it took from February to May and over 200,000 requests additional that they normally don't have on their system that, you know, common sense should have picked up on the fact that they were coming from Russia and that there were such a high volume of requests compared to what the anomaly is. And they didn't. It took until May, but at least they did, and they've identified the people who were affected by this, which people have had their transcripts downloaded. And a certain number of those people, the identity thieves were not able to download the transcripts because they messed up on the security questions, or they just, their hacking skills weren't as good on those. And those, all people were notified, both the people that had their transcripts downloaded as well as the people that had attempted their transcripts to be downloaded.
Well, if you're somebody that had your transcript downloaded, you got to be really freaked out about this. You got to be really upset, concerned, because when you file your information with the Internal Revenue Service, in spite of the scandals and everything else that have gone on, which we won't get into political, you believe that that information is going to be kept confidential. You don't think that hackers are going to be able to get at what you would believe to be an extremely secure government computer system, do you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's the one thing that, you know, these guys have not really been infiltrated on yet is the actual government system. They've done it to private industry prior, and up until now, it really hasn't happened. And they didn't use no crazy tech skills or anything like that. They just had these identities, you know, from however they got them, and they do that in a lot of different ways. But they just literally went onto this application and typed in the information and downloaded the transcripts just like that. So it is disturbing. These people will receive a letter from the IRS, the people that, you know, did have the transcripts downloaded, that the IRS is going to offer them free credit monitoring, to give them some peace of mind that these thieves are not going out and opening up credit cards and things along those lines. I would also recommend that these people put a credit freeze on their credit file. But what's interesting is that the IRS knows that over 200,000 people this was attempted on. They're not giving the free credit monitoring to the people that the transcripts were not downloaded. So about 100,000 people that we know for a fact that identity thieves have their identity, and we know for a fact that they tried to download their transcript. Those people will get a letter. However, they're not getting any free credit monitoring. So we would highly recommend that they go out and they purchase that on their own, as well as put the same freeze on the credit report.
Well, the sponsor of this show, which is a service that's better than monitoring, outfit by the name of keepmyid.org. The principal of that company, Brandon McCarthy, warned the IRS on numerous occasions. Their systems were weak in this very area. You better bone up on it. You better put up a firewall. You better take precautions. He was ignored. This is what happens. And the one thing about keepmyid.org, which differentiates it from all the other monitoring services out there, and there's scores of them now, is that what they do is they actually put a credit freeze on your credit reports so that no hacker out there, no identity thief, can actually open up a new account on your name, on your social security number, without you being notified first and without your permission being asked by the credit grantor. That is a whole new ball game in terms of identity theft protection. And that's what everybody should be striving for. That's what the IRS should be requiring, not monitoring. Because let's face it, Mario, you know, monitoring is you watch as they steal your ID, and then you have to go running around saying, oh, XYZ Bank, that wasn't really me. And then they're saying, well, who are you? That's really not very effective. But getting back to the matter at hand, this is just typical here of what's going on. And obviously, they've got their dates of birth. They got their social security number and other information that makes you a sitting duck here, don't they?
Absolutely. And you know, your point just a minute ago is typical of the government. They're typical at being reactive instead of proactive. So they're helping people to be reactive if these identity thieves actually steal their identity and learn about it after the fact instead of doing something proactive like their credit freeze. So, you know, it's kind of typical of government bureaucracy and the way the IRS is run with the status quo of, you know, just do good enough and try to get by and use their excuses about funding. Clearly, they do need more funding. This is a big problem. It's, you know, it was $5 billion in 2013, projected to be $20 billion in 2016. It's a lot of money. It's, you know, it affects this country. It keeps taxes higher than they should be. It hinders the government from being able to better spend that money on services that are needed. So, you know, by helping to eliminate this, you know, with common sense strategies and with the right funding, you know, this could be eliminated. It's not rocket science what needs to be done here. We've actually published a report that goes into four common sense strategies that have probably eliminated about 80% of all identity theft fraud for tax return purposes. And we've also sent a letter to the IRS to, you know, offer our help to them. So the private industry can and should help the government in things like this. If the government can't seem to get their own stuff straight, then, you know, we're here to help.
Yeah, well, you know, you're dealing with the U.S. government and things are seldom what they seem. But at least in this case, it got detected and hopefully it'll be stopped now. But look, you got 100 offices out there, so you're able to help people deal with this theft. Initially, you know, when the whole identity theft thing started, it was a relatively new phenomena. Now everybody's used to dealing with it and there's procedures, processes in place for dealing with it. So if your identity, Mario, gets stolen, somebody files a false tax return on your behalf, what are you supposed to do about it?
Well, I mean, the first thing that'll happen, the way you'll find out is when you go to file your return, it'll be rejected, stating that the return has already been filed. And for, you know, most people, that's a gigantic surprise because they clearly didn't file it. If they're filing their taxes on their own online or something along those lines, they're kind of on their own though. If they're working with a tax professional, they can get some guidance. But what the next steps are is basically to send a paper copy of the return along with an identity theft affidavit to the IRS. And it's an 8-month plus rigmarole in some cases. It could be sooner sometimes, but what has to happen is the IRS has to go and do their research and take their time and make sure that the person paper filing is actually correct and can get the refund. You know, a lot of people depend on that refund to pay off credit card bills or to catch up on other bills or other obligations. And, they, you know, that's their biggest check of the year for most people. And if this happens to them, which is happening to millions of people right now every year, they have to go through a 6-month plus process of trying to wait for their refund and dealing with, you know, hours of phone calls and correspondence with the IRS. It's not a fun thing. In addition to the money being lost, it's just the productivity of the country being lost for having to deal with this, and the resources of the IRS, again, being reactive on, you know, spending money on being reactive to fix these case by case instead of spending money to stop it once and for all. Clearly, the criminals will try to find other loopholes, but, you know, if we can get the majority of it stopped, we can worry about those loopholes as they come to fruition.
And obviously, systems can be worked out. This can be dealt with. It should have been dealt with years ago after the first few thousand cases came up. Not that hard to deal with. Can be done. But your government at work, it's not happening. Very unfortunate. And it's just yet, it's adding insult to injury. Here, you're a taxpayer, you've obeyed the law, you've done everything you were supposed to do, and boom, you're taking it to taken it on the chin.
Yep, it's a sad situation. And hopefully they'll do something about it. They actually met with Congress this week and gave, for the most part, more excuses. They are getting better to some extent in detecting it. But again, a lot of it's after the fact, and that's the problem.
Yeah, unfortunate, real unfortunate. Mario, people want to find out more about what you're doing, how you can help, best place to find you?
They can find us on the line at our website, either happypacks.com or gethappypacks.com, where we have our franchise opportunity website. And, you know, we'd love to help people if they do have any issues with identity theft. We're here for that. And we're here to help people grow out their businesses and become entrepreneurs.
All right, Mario, thanks so much. And hey, to find out more, go to keepmyid.org. That is the only service of its kind, the only place that actually freezes your credit reports, puts a credit freeze on there so that nobody can open up an account without your consent. And that gets rid of, you know, there's nothing perfect, but that will get rid of most of the identity theft that takes place. Misappropriation of your identity, people taking out mortgages, credit cards, etc. KeepMyID.org. Make sure you use the code FSN2. You'll get the lowest possible price on it, and it will protect you and your family for years. All right. So, hey, thanks so much for being on, Mario. We'll talk to you again soon. Be well.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.